Prince George at last is come, fill every man his bumper, for the valiant Dane make room, confusion to each romper, and every prodigal starched fool aspires unto a crown, by hopes of plotting knaves to rule, who next would pull him down. Preserve great Charles our king, and his illustrious brother, whilst Whigs in halters swing, and hang up one another, the joyful bridegroom and the bride, Prince George of royal race, of all the swains the joy and pride, the subject of their lays. Brave George, he is a lad with all perfections shining, with every virtue clad, and every grace refining. But oh, of such a warlike race, so conquering o'er his charms, no Mars in field but must give place to his victorious arms. Brave George, great Denmark's son, a stout and warlike nation, by birth to England's crown, a near and dear relation. But now the knot is doubly tied, which makes him still more near, not which knaves would have destroyed by cutting off the air. But now the tribes dispersed, their projects are defeated, which Walcott and the rest did hope to have completed. And now they'll pay for all their scores, who for that interest stood, and let 'em hang for sons of whores, who thirst for royal blood. Poor Perkin, where's the hope of all thy high promoting? Now Bully Tom a rope must crown thy cheats and plotting. Let Ferguson with grey escape, they say, for everywhere, if murder, treason, lust, and rape can pass unpunished here. Let Monmouth for a crown, that hopeful prince so loyal, away with rebels run, to raise an army royal. Brave George for England scorns to fly, old Jemmy stout as he, their plots and malice we defy, and all their treachery. May heaven which him did raise, all the Protestant profession, in his immortal race maintain the just succession, that no pretending bastard bold in time to come may dare his lawless title to uphold against the